4 CBA Mobile. At home today, W2T.
See you, I'll be out here with all the other crazy people.
No, that's your job. I'm nice and comfortable sitting here at the house. Don't have to worry about anything, you know? It's, like I said, I'm just sitting here sorting QSL cards.
A deck of cards, huh? Oh, me. Yeah, I checked into the sideband net last night, and then I went down to 20 and heard this guy in the Netherlands. I talked to him. He was still DXing from the contest. I think it was already over, but he was just still making contacts, and so it's kind of neat. I think it's the second contact I've made in the Netherlands. It's hard to say, or hard for me to say, but anyway. And anyway, I just went to the sleep dentist. Have you ever heard of a sleep dentist? Anyway, he makes devices for sleep apnea. And mine broke, so he had to make me a new one. So I went and picked up the new one today.
Chew on things so hard, you wouldn't have to have new ones, you know? And anyway, well, good, and all. Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, we were trying to run a net last night, and we were glad that the contest ended at 000 Zulu, because we had a couple of guys that were running right in on us as we were taking a pre-list last night that was, you know, and they couldn't hear us because they were working split and on 40, and, oh, it was a fun time anyway. So, oh, so what you up to today?
Well, let's see. I'm playing tennis at 1:30. I'm sure that's a shocker. And then probably when I get home, I'll put some finishing touches on the cabinets. I've got a few handles to install. And I've got, oh yeah, I've got one more door to hang, but that's not too bad. And I got pretty good at it. Oh, me. And so the last one's going to be a lot easier than the first one. I can promise you that, I tell you. It was a learning experience.
In other words, you had a deep learning curve on that, is what you're trying to say.
I mean, you know, they, you know, you want them to, when you got two cabinets that close in toward each other, you want them to both be level with each other. Of course, I just leveled them as I hung them, so, but, you know, sometimes you'd hit it not dead on, but that was kind of rare. I usually had to make some adjustments, and but I finally got the hang of it, and the contractor let me borrow a tool that you can adjust to your hardware that you're putting on, and it has a stop on it, and you just put it on the lay it on the door and drill your holes. It's got the places you set it, and so you can just go to town with that, with your drill and that tool, and you don't have to worry about measuring every one and wondering if your hardware is going to fit and that kind of thing. So I'm sure it's an expensive tool, but he left it with me. It's real nice looking tool. But he'll get it back. He's coming back, and because they got to put the shower doors in and it's all glass, and he'll want to get paid too, so I know he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll come back. They like that money when you get through, so, you know. Anyway, they also make some nice tools you can use for putting up their laser levels so that when you're doing cabinet work like that, you mount your laser level spot on the wall, it sticks, and then you turn the light on, and it shows that line all across the wall, and all you can do is line up there, and it works. I've used one before. I got to get a replacement for mine, because mine, I think, has died on me, and because putting a new battery in it didn't help, so I'll have to figure out where to go from there. Anyway, yeah, like I said, I'm sitting here sorting QSL cards. I'm looking for a specific card, and it wasn't filed in the ones, under the ones call area, under the one call area. So where it was supposed to be, and now I'm looking for it under the other. So anyway, just trying to work my way through it and figure out what I've got here. So, and I have somebody sent me two QSL cards. Oh, okay. They finally put, I see where they put the markings to who's getting credit for each card. And we get these couples that are go out and as combos, and then they send one card and it's got both of their call signs on it, and you got to see which one is marked as, so you know which one you're getting credit for, you know?
Be a little confusing to get two from the same person. Anyway, while I was listening to you, there was a work truck backing up in the subdivision here, and I couldn't figure out what he was doing, so I just stopped and sat there in the road to wait to see, you know, where he was backing to. I don't think he knew where he was supposed to be. I guess he was hunting, wanted to back up to see what the number was on the previous mailbox that he had passed. But anyway, it's kind of funny. All right, well, I'm in the garage here, and I'm going to jump out and see what other kind of trouble I can get into. And get you have a good day, and behave. I know you can't do that, but I just threw that in there anyway. Anyway, always good to talk to you, 73s. I'll stick around for your final, and talk to you later, Rusty, W2TKB4CBA.
Okay, well, I ain't got any money, so I can't afford to get in trouble, so that'll take care of that right quick and all. But anyway, good luck, and all. I was hoping maybe I'd hear Tom on here this morning, but I guess he's still in there eating breakfast, or, you know, maybe he's out feeding the chickens. I don't know. He'll show up sooner or later. Talk to you later, Dave. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s.
Well, at least the roads are partially safe with Dave off of them now. N0GR.
That's one.
Meeting on you, Dave.
Thanks.
I'll tell you, they just let anybody get on this frequency, it just kills me.
I heard Rusty talking about me in Gerald Tio.
I figured I'd get your attention as soon as I did.
We're in Home Depot and just now sit down in the car.
Now we've gotten rid of Dave, we can talk about him.
All right, well, I'm out of here. See ya. KB4CBA, talk all you want.
That sounds like a plan. See you, Dave. In 0TR. I'm heading for home. I'm getting hungry.
We should get fed at your house. Bernice keeps trying to fatten you up, and it doesn't seem to do any good.
Yeah, well, I'm up to about 180. Oh, well, I had to go to the podiatrist today. I didn't pronounce that name right, I think.
Foot was not going to fall off, and it was going to stay around, or you were going to have to, or he was going to have to cut it off and find you a peg leg.
It's about the same condition as my face is in.
There.
Yeah, it's not in too good a shape, Rusty, that left foot. But a lot worse. There was people coming out of there that didn't have any feet, so thank the good Lord for that.
Yep. And all. So, other than that, what are you and Miss Bernice up to today?
Looking at dishwashers, to be honest with you. Gotta figure out where to spend that $1,400 stimulus.
Alright. You're gonna do something unusual. You're gonna use it for something that you actually need.
Not really, but it sounded good anyways. But supposedly we should get it, and you should get it. At least 9% of it went for the COVID thing, and the rest of it went to the blue side of the world, shall we say.
Yep. I guess Bernice wants to buy a dishwasher since you keep breaking down.
She got her laughing now. I do wash the dishes off after we eat, and then she puts them in the dishwasher. But, it's got a sensor out of it or something, and I'm getting too old to mess with it. But she said she found it online, so I might check into it. You know, they get $150 for installing a dishwasher, and that means you hook up three wires and hook up a water line and get $150.
That's a lot of crawling around down there on your knees, up inside the unit, back in the hole in the wall where it goes, under the cabinet where it goes. I think if I was doing it, it'd be worth that.
Good point, and I'm just not able to do that anymore, but oh well. When they get enough out of the dishwashers, there's a plethora of different kinds of dishwashers.
Last time I was looking around, and all before I got mine a couple of years ago and got it replaced, I was looking around to see what there were. And I went into, where was I? I was at Lowe's, and then I was somewhere else too. And I looked in both places, and I could have had my choice of 20 different models of dishwashers, from one that simply washed the dishes to one that examined everything to make sure that, you know, all the that did all this fancy stuff about it. You could even control it from your phone if you wanted to. And all. Now, who wants to worry about controlling their dishwasher from their phone?
That. There was one of the Bosch dishwashers that was Wi-Fi. And I think the daughter's refrigerator is that way, isn't it? Or is it her stove? Her stove's that way. She can actually control from Wi-Fi. Oh, well. Dang ingenious, these Japanese, as my dad used to say, Rusty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And something more to get our money, and you know. But anyway, so I'm just sticking around the house here today. Got a few things to pick around. Hopefully, my trash man is actually going to come empty my trash today. They missed me last week, and but they did give me credit for it for not coming, and asked me to wait off till this week. Now, if they miss me this week, they're going to have to get their butts out here tomorrow and empty the trash can, because my can is so full right now, I couldn't. I went out there and tried to stuff a cup in it, and I almost couldn't get it in there.
With your bill, you wouldn't have a problem.
Oh, the bill is paid automatically. They've been paid for the next 3 months.
Well, I had to throw that out there. Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go home. We got some yard work to do, but my back's in bad shape, too, this morning. I give it about an 8 on a scale of 10 if I move wrong. And that foot is about, 6, I guess. And maybe this beautiful weather we're going to have will improve everything, I can hope. Because they won't do back surgery on me, and I don't really want it. So what am I going to do? At any rate, you say it is what it is. And then I got to check the chickens. We found out we got a rooster in the wood pile out there. They're all supposed to be hens.
Surprise, surprise. And has he started crowing at sunrise?
Well, I haven't heard him, but you know, we heard him making a funny noise the other day, and it was really off-key. And yesterday, all at once, Bernice said, oh, that's a rooster, all right. I told her I thought it was because his comb's all red and the rest of them's not, and it's much bigger comb. And so he gave a that kind of told the tale.
It'd be a good clue. That would be a good clue. And maybe he'll keep the hens in line.
If not, he's going to become a friar. This is NZTR.
I understand roosters are tough, so, you got to bake them for a long while so you can get them tender.
KD4DRA.
Not if you butcher them in the first year. Go ahead, Rick. Good morning.
I've been sitting here listening and thought I'd say hello before I get out. Haven't heard you guys in a while. Finally got a radio and an antenna in the car, so you might hear me more out here. Please don't take that as a threat. Hey, Rusty. Hey, Tom.
Talk to you in a while. And there he goes using that 25-cent word again on us, Tom. He's got to know better than that. Us two old boys here. That word gentleman, I don't think it applies to either one of us. What do you think, Tom?
Well, we're old, as my kids bought me a sign for my ham radio shack. It says, Fathers Against Radical Teenagers, F-A-R-T. So you'll have to figure that out.
I got a question for you. Are you getting old, buddy? Do you have a stair lift to get down to your ham radio room?
Not yet, but I'm giving that some thoughts for the future.
Yeah, you got to get downstairs, so you got to think about that. Rusty, you been doing okay?
Except for having a reaction to the COVID vaccine when I got it here a while back, a couple of weeks ago. I'm doing fair to middling, as they say, and trying to keep things between the ditches when I go out and everything like that. But I've been so busy here, I haven't had time to do much of anything else between my barber shopping and my ham radio, the different clubs I belong to, and all this stuff like that. After a while, you wonder when you have time to do these things. So, anyway, and I'm going through, as I told Tom earlier, I'm going through QSL cards, and I go through in here and find these that I've got duplicates. And the club I'm in, you can only use the card one time in a certain event. So, that's why I'm sorting cards today. And you been staying out of trouble, Rick?
I haven't gone to get the shot yet. I've just been staying home, really. The wife has been in the house, since January of last year. She hasn't been anywhere, and I don't know why she's not going stir crazy. I am, because she's in the house, but I get outside every day, and I'll find something to do outside and just stay busy. Hope this thing gets better here soon. I might just break down and get a shot when it gets, when all this goes away, But you don't know how long the shot lasts, they said, so maybe if I wait a while, maybe I'll get one that'll last longer than yours.
You never know, Rick. I thought they said it should be good for a year, but don't quote me on that. Bernice and I got our second shot, and we're happy to have that. We didn't have anything but a sore arm, but Rusty, of course, he had the COVID and then got a shot within 30 days of getting over it, if I'm not mistaken. But congratulations on the new radio in the car, and look forward to hearing you more on here, Rick. And I've been sending you a few emails, and was hoping you're still above the grass, so we can't complain. We're home. I think I'm going to have some biscuits and gravy on the menu here pretty quick. 73's to you, Rusty, and Rick, and y'all have a blessed day. This is NZTR. Go ahead, Rusty.
All right, well, we'll catch you later, and try to stay out of trouble, Tom, and because I know Bernice will keep you straight, or she'll straighten you out, one of the two. That frying pan does wonders, I understand. And you were talking about your face looking like it does. I think that's the reason why. Anyway, but talk to you later, and don't go fighting with that rooster. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, it's getting a little late, I think. The vultures are circling our house. That's a bad sign, Rick.
It's good to hear you. And you and Bernice take care of each other and stay well. We'll talk to you later on. And Rusty, I'm almost where I'm going. I'm headed down here to Lawrence County, and I think I got 3 or 4 more miles, and I'll be in some people call it God's country, but I don't know. The way they're building houses down here, I don't know. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. I remember when you had to drive 10 miles to see a house, but they're just popping up everywhere down here off the Fairview Road. But I'm going to go ahead and jump out to 73 all around, and we'll talk to you later. Hopefully I get in here a little more. KD4DRA.
Okay, well, you have a good rest of the day, and be careful wandering around down there. That's a wild area down there. Catch you later. KD4DRA, W2T.
Morning from WS8D.
I'm going, but I'll say good morning to you. I think it was WSTP or something like that. My hearing is not as good as it used to be. I guess, like they say, you know. KD4DRA.
Name is Mike. That's easier than my call. Call is Whiskey Sugar 8 Delta. I just got an antenna up yesterday and been playing with it to see how it's working. I was copying N0TR on the input for a bit. I think he was mobile. I wondered where the heck he was.
In Greer. He lives up in Greer off of 29, up the road a little bit. And I'm down here on Fairview Road, almost in Lawrence County, and I'm mobile. And you sounded okay.
Just left Greer. I had to drop off my car. Was coming home. I live in Campobello. I was coming home last weekend, and a deer hit me. I didn't hit him. He hit me, and he kind of took out both doors.
Years ago, I used to run Greenville News newspaper bundles down to Abbeville County and down and that area down through there, and driving between 1 and 5 o'clock in the morning, got to see a lot of those guys. But there was one other person that was in that area, and she actually had a deer. She seen it coming, and she slowed down a little bit, and he jumped the fence and went right into the side door of her van and ended up in the van.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought this deer was coming through my door. It was a complete shock. I had not seen him or her until her face was up against the window.
That's fair. I got, I put out a little corn at night, every night, in my backyard, and I have about 12 of them that come in the yard at night and feed. I'm back in the county right on the line. And last year or year before last, I had as many as 18, but this year I've only seen a high number of 12. But, you know, I wouldn't shoot them, but I know people that do, and some people enjoy that. But
I don't know that I would eat deer meat. But I'm where I'm going, and I enjoyed talking to you, Mike, and look forward to talking to you again, and maybe next time we'll talk from Campobello to Simpsonville. I live in Simpsonville, so we'll talk to you later. KD4DRA.
Hey, before you run, could I get your name one more time?
Romeo India Charlie Kilo.
All right, thanks, Rick. Have a good day, 7-3, and enjoy whatever you're doing. This is WS8D.
Just out goofing off, KD4DRA.
KO4LA. KO4LA, go ahead. Name here is Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Jim in Traveler's Rest. Right here at the base of Paris Mountain. Are you mobile?
No. I'm at home. Just stuck this antenna up yesterday. It's at about 30 feet. And just seeing if it plays.
It's got a very strong signal here from my end up here in Traveler's Rest.
Rest about 20 miles from me, I think. Not too bad.
Right. Was that right?
Yes, sir. Right off of Highway 11.
On the other side of 14?
My directions are screwed up, but yeah, I think it's south of 14, or is it east? I don't know.
14 and maybe south of 11, probably.
Yeah, it's right near where 176 and 11 cross, just a mile from there.
Good. So are you new to the area? You've been here a while.
I'm new to the area. Moved in here about 2.5 months ago, and just trying to get things straightened out. Got a wire up in the trees for HF, and now I've got the Diamond X50 up attached to the shed.
Still trying to figure out my wire on the HF. If you may know about it already, but at 2100 or 9 o'clock every night local here on this frequency, they do the Blue Ridge net. So I would invite you to come and check in with that. It's a pretty strong net, somewhere around 60 people sometime, but it's been going on a long time.
I did catch it a couple of times. In fact, don't they have a swap list or something?
The W4DOS, I think that's his call sign, on Wednesday nights he'll do a swap, and he's got a book and he maintains all that stuff in there. So if you got something that you were looking for or something you'd like to get rid of, I think that would be right. Yeah, it's KI4DOS is his call sign.
Him once. I remember the call. The disk operating system kind of caught my attention.
And best I can determine, you can, the area the repeater will cover from maybe down south in Toccoa or all the way up north of Asheville. So it's a pretty wide area there, and it's on the top of Caesar's Head. Tom N0TR can tell you more about it if you haven't talked to him, but he's a wealth of knowledge there. And a lot of these guys really know what they're doing around here.
You don't want to talk about Tom that much. You'll give him a swelled head. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, good morning. As I told somebody the other day, I'm finer than frog hair split three ways. So, you know, it is what it is. And good morning to the 8 call. I think I talked with you the other day when I was mobile. And I'm sitting here at the house sorting QSL cards, and I was up to my elbows in them. That's why I didn't grab the radio a while ago. Yeah, there's a lot of good. This repeater has a lot of good coverage. You can get it almost up to Asheville. You can get it almost all the way to Charlotte, up 85. You can get it just about to the state line down in Georgia, and sometimes a little bit yawn when you hit the high spots. It will carry you down 26 to almost to the Newberry exit off of 26. So it does have an extremely wide area of coverage that it does cover and has been here for a long, long time. So, you know, it's a good repeater and a lot of good folks on it. getting set up. I heard you say you got a wire up for HF. How long a wire you got up?
Hey, good morning. Mike here. What I put up was my 80-meter, roughly 80-meter field day dipole, and got it stuck between two trees in a kind of a weird configuration, but seems to work.
Well, that's good. And you should try checking in on the 39 to in the South Carolina single sideband net. We're on every night. Our net time says 7 o'clock, but we usually start taking early check-ins about 6:45, so that we can beat the band trying to go long on us at night. And good group of folks on that. That thing's we've been around. We're coming up on 60 years, I think, now.
See if I could get on the, what is that? In Rock Hill, there's a group of guys over at Y-Cars that get on 10 meters at night, or on Saturday nights. Hoot Owl Net or something like that, or something. Nope, I can't remember the name. Anyway, tried getting in on that, and I can't do a thing. I just am not good on 10 meters.
25 meters, so at 3.915, so that you should not have a problem getting in there. And LOA, yeah, go ahead.
I was listening to it last night, and it sounded like they were having some, atmospheric conditions that weren't quite right or something, but I started listening to them a little after 7, but didn't really hear anything until around 7:40. And never really heard a net call.
On there last night because I was on a, I was checked into a 40 meter net that's worked all states and DX awards net on the Century Club, and we had about 70 people checked into that net. Of course, we were getting a bunch of interference between the 6:30 and 7 o'clock time when we were taking the pre-list because the contest was still going on, and the contesters, you know, when they work split, when some of these other countries work split, the people that are calling, the DX is working listening on one of our frequencies, and is listening on one of our frequencies, and he's calling on one of the lower frequencies. And of course, the other night, the guy pulled the same. Last night, DX station was listening on our frequency. And of course, when you try to tell these people that are calling him that they're on a, in the middle of a net, they can't hear you because they're. It works out, but we got a couple of good rounds in last night on our 40 meter net, and a lot of good contacts made last night.
I was telling Tom in ZeroTR the other night that I was able to make my first FT8 contact, and a guy picked me up out of Ecuador at a dB of minus 21.
Strange places on FT8, and all. I've worked a number of countries that way. Go ahead, Mike.
Power down to 5 watts. Am I still clean into the machine?
You're breaking up a little. Your signal's fairly clear, but it's not constant enough at 5 watts to get in sometimes. Things change, as they say.
Yeah, I booted it back up to mid-power, probably about 20 watts. The repeater sounds a little flaky from here. Everybody has some static on them for some reason.
And Rusty, I was wondering if maybe the repeater's having some issues or something because it was that way on the net last night.
I don't know. You would have to talk with the guys in the club itself to find out what their, what it is. I'm not even sure who is maintaining the repeater now. Who in the club? I know Dave, DJW does the programming on their. On their controller, but I'm not sure who actually goes up to the mountain and works on it, climbs up on the tower and works on the antenna up there, and all. But I have no clue as to who's doing that now. But anyway, I'm sure if you were happen to hear Gary on here at the DOS and mentioned to him about the hearing the static and all, or letting DJW know if you hear him, then you know they'll figure out what they'll figure it out and get something done, as they say.
WS8D. Hey guys, thanks for the chat. I want to get out of here and get some things done. 7-3, have a great day.
Hey Mike, WS8D, KO4LAO, have a great day.
Hey, hope to hear you on the HF band sometime. W2T. So, what are you up to this morning? You out running around or you sitting at home?
On the morning, I was just trying to order an antenna tuner, and I finally found what I was looking for at MTC Radio. The guys that you recommended, Richard there, he sent me the antenna that I'm trying to tune up here, but it's just, you know, there are portions of the bands that ICOM can tune up with that antenna and some that are not, so I've heard really good reviews from that MFJ 939. And I'm going to try to use that to bring it back in so I can get on to all the bands. I actually did check in on the HF net the other night. Gary, KI4DOS, was ahead of me, and I just happened to hear his call sign, and I said, hey, wait a minute, and that's what made me stop. I didn't even know he had a South Carolina HF net.
Every single sideband net, we're a traffic net, and we've been around for a number of years. In fact, we're pretty much the backup net. If the systems go down, we're the statewide net for emergency, HF emergency on our frequency. And, of course, they haven't had to activate it in a long while, but which is good. But, you know, it's been around. The South Carolina single sideband net has been around a good long while. You get a chance, go out to scssb.net and look at all the information out there we've got. Over.
Yeah, but it's at 1900 every night, is that right?
Roger, that's the official start time, but like I said, lately because of the band conditions and everything, we've been starting taking early check-ins about quarter till, and that way it gives us a chance to get some of these folks that, you know, once the band goes long, you can't hear, so. But, you know, we do work and get in there, and a lot of folks get in.
To get that up and running, which is why I ordered that tuner this morning. I was able to tune it up, but it took a lot of relay clicking before it actually tuned. But I was using that MFJ 1984. It's the mid-range one that Richard sent me. But I had to wind up adding some wire to it and adjusting, you know, adding a counterpoise and grounding it and all kinds of little things to get it to where it would be within the range for the ICOM to tune up.
Yeah, what tuner you got?
It's the one that's in the radio in the 7300, so and so that's why it's, you know, I could go to emergency power and only half power, you know, that way, but I don't want to operate the radio that way, so I that's why I ordered this MFJ. I was comparing that with an LDG, I guess Z100A, that's the new one that's out. They're both kind of designed to work with the ICOM, and decided the MFJ was a better deal.
I mean, which tuner did you order?
939i from the guys out there at MTC Radio.
Okay, is that an auto tuner? That one I'm not familiar with.
It holds up to 20,000. Has 20,000 memory slots, up to 200 watts with, oh, and it'll work right with the ICOM 7300 tuner, and I think there was one other detail in there that I can't remember, but that's what made me kind of make my decision. Oh, it's a 32-1. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna, right now I'm running an MFJ 980. 986, which is a manual tuner, and it'll handle up to full legal limit, 1500 watts. And when I get a little bit of money here in the next month or so, I'm going to order me the MFJ 998, which is a legal limit auto tuner. And because there are times when it would be nice to be able to just hit the button on the radio, and it works with the ICOM radios. You just order the proper cable to connect it, and it works. So I'm going to do that and get me one of those to go with this radio here. So that's the next thing I'm going to do to add to my radio room here. But anyway, well, Mike, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to go back to sorting QSL cards, because I got a big stack of the fifth area cards, and of course I'm finding cards that I have misfiled in the wrong places. So hopefully by the time I get done with that, I will find the card that I've been looking for, so I can submit the award I wanting to apply for. But anyway, I figure it's misfiled. I know it came in, and my logging program says I checked it in, so it's got to be somewhere in these boxes. And I'm working on that to see if I can get it fixed. Anyway, you have a good day. Be careful out there, and we'll talk at you later. W2T, clear on your final.
W2T, Rusty, have fun with your cards there. Jim, KO4LAO is clear.